And welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. I'm Paul Dottino with Jeff Fiegels. And Jeff, it's a big game. It's the Giants, it's the Cowboys, and there are so many implications, you just can't help but notice it.
Well, you saw the demeanor of Coach Coughlin. He says it's great to be in the division. And they're in the division this week in a big division matchup with the Cowboys, and it's Cowboy Week. He knows it, the players know it, the fans know it, you know it, everyone knows it.
Good stuff. Hey, if you take 15 seconds, you might be able to save 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit Geico.com. Let's take a look at the news break of the day. And really, it comes down to what is known as Victory Monday. Could you please explain for the fans, Jeff, what that is and why it's important?
Well, Victory Monday, it never comes early in the season. They always come late in the season. Get a chance for the guys to take a day off, but they're really not taking a day off, Paul. They're coming in here. The only thing missing on Victory Monday is that you don't have to be here, but the guys show up, but the coaches are not around with you. But you get your job done. You get things you have to come in, get your health going, get in the tub, get into massages, whatever you have to do. But, you know, see you on Wednesday is what they always want to hear, but they're actually really here on Monday.
All right. So, in fact, the Giants are in for their second day of work this morning. And let's get a look at the injury report. And as you heard from Tom Coughlin, there are a number of guys who won't practice, but there are some significant names here, Jeff.
Well, I think one, if you look at John Connor, that one sticks out to me as really important because the insurgence of this running game with Andre Brown being back, John Connor is a big part of that. And he is just, you know, nickname him the Terminator. You just watch him fall back and some of the other injuries on there, normal, as we see JPP and Brandon Jacobs and Corey Webster. And Coach Coughlin had said that Corey Webster is going to see some action today at practice, which is a good thing.
Yeah, especially if McBride is down, because we all know that the Cowboys have a lot of weapons. Now, this defense has done a great job with turnovers lately, Jeff. In fact, during the four-game winning streak, the Giants have forced 11 turnovers.
Well, that comes up front. I think that's getting pressure on the quarterback. Another thing, too, is that they've gone against some inferior quarterbacks, as we know. Well, this week they're not going to be. Tony Romo is taking care of the football. But that most importantly, this defense has continued to get those turnovers, which helps field position for the offense.
And the offense has been cleaner with the ball, so they're a plus five during that particular time. And the Giants, well, you know what? They were minus 16 when they were 0-6, and that hurts the defense.
Absolutely. You know, you can't turn the ball over offensively, and it helps field position for the defense. And that defensive line putting pressure on the quarterback, as I just mentioned, is a big part of that. But more importantly, too, is getting Hill back and getting the secondary healthy, and the addition of how well Andre Roll is playing this year is outstanding, and that's what's happening for that team.
Let's not forget about John Beeson, and look at this Giants defense against the run. They have been sensational. You know, last week, Lacy only had 14 carries for 27 yards.
Well, John Beeson, yeah, we can talk about him for the next hour if you wanted to, but he has made a huge difference for that defense because he gets everybody's lined up. He knows the responsibility. He's a smart football player. He's intense, and he just is making plays everywhere. That makes everybody better around him.
Yeah, his players, his teammates are actually talking about how much he spurs them on. Now, on offense, Victor Cruz had a 100-yard day the other day against the Pack, the first time in six games. That was pretty significant.
Absolutely. We talked in our pregame show about Shields being out of the lineup in a weak secondary for the Packers. They're going up against a weak secondary in the Cowboys this week. So look for Victor Cruz to come out and have another really good game and get over 100 yards. But why he's been able to have a really good game last week was just that depleted secondary of the Packers.
All right, let's go to our Twitter question of the day, Feegs. And I know you're really anxious to get this one. It's from Andrew Bedlam, who wants to know, how close is the passing game to being back to where it needs to be? Cruz has not had a touchdown in six games, and Nix hasn't caught a touchdown all season.
Well, I think to answer that question, it starts up front with the offensive line. And they have to give Eli some time. When Eli's throwing interceptions, he's getting pressure. So as long as that offensive line can continue to gel and get better, it's going to give more opportunity in the passing game, more opportunity for Hakeem Nicks, and more opportunity for the other receivers to make plays.
You know I'm not letting you out of this chair without talking about special teams. Folks, Reuben Randle with a 32-yard punt return last weekend was the longest punt return the Giants have had this season, and Spencer Paysinger comes up with that big fourth down stop on a fake.
Well, it sure is nice to see the special teams step up for once. They have not been playing well all year. That's not a secret. But you know what, Paul? You and I have talked about this. It's the mindset on special teams that helps plays happen. And Reuben Randle having the confidence in the people that are blocking for him, and those people having a confidence in Reuben Randle to make a big play, they did it. And then Paysinger making the big stop on the fake punt was a huge momentum swing for that special teams unit.
All right, Jeff. Once again, the Giants seem to be playing better, but this week, the Dallas Cowboys provide a very stiff challenge. We'll delve into the Cowboys when we come back after this on MSG. And welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical. So, you know, in week one, it was a 36-31 Dallas win in Dallas over the Giants. Tony Romo, 36 of 49 for 263 yards, two touchdowns, a pick, a fumble, a couple of sacks. But what I thought about that game, Jeff, is that he was much more patient than I'm used to seeing him.
Well, listen, when you had the season like Tony Romo had the year before, lots of mistakes, you know, just not coming through in the clutch, you make adjustments. I think that he has done a nice job at taking care of the football and being patient with the little dump-off passes here and there and being patient, and then all of a sudden, bam, you start going to the big play to Dez Bryant, Miles Austin coming back into the lineup this week. So Tony Romo is a different quarterback this year because he's playing smarter, and he did a lot of study in the offseason to try to find a way to make himself better and help his team.
And Tom Coughlin pointing to the touchdown-to-interception ratio. Now, Dez Bryant is still their big play guy, 52 catches, 750 yards, 8 touchdowns, but against the Giants, only 4 receptions for 22 yards in week one.
Well, you know, you have to pay attention to Dez Bryant. And this guy, you know, he's really gotten a little bit more mature this year and really have evolved into a big-time receiver. He wants to be the Megatron of the NFL. I don't know if he'll ever get to that point, but the defense did a nice job of stopping him in game one. Continually have to help them do that this week. A little more safety involvement and trying to get, you know, but you have Miles Austin coming back. That could cause a little bit of problems in secondary.
Yeah, I would think Prince Mukamara, who has developed for the Giants, might be the likely guy to be shadowing Dez. Now, Miles Austin, you mentioned, missed 3 games with a hamstring problem. The Cowboys were off on a bye last weekend, but he's back now. And in that first game against the Giants, 10 catches for 72 yards.
Well, he's got a chronic hamstring injury, and they really have been patient having him come back. But, You know, they got him back against the Giants this week. They're going to get him involved in the offense a little bit more to take a little pressure off of Dez Bryant. So, and look for Jason Witten. You know, he's the guy that always kills the Giants. Jason Witten and Dez Bryant, Miles Austin. That's quite a trio for Tony Romo.
And DeMarco Murray averaging 5 yards a carry. The Giants are doing pretty well against the run. But how about that Dallas defense? Now, they're banged up. And, you know, DeMarcus Ware, the big pass rusher, has 5 sacks, but he's been fighting a quad problem.
Yeah, and you know, quads and lower body injuries, those things that they hamper, you're not going to get healthy with that type of injury overnight. And this bye could help him. So the Giants' offensive line are going to have to figure out. They got to know where he's at. And that defensive line, this is a team that the Giants can run the football against and set up the pass against that weak, weak secondary. Doomsday defense is probably what the Giants are calling them. But you know what? Don't get too overconfident because it is a division game, and each team know these guys very well.
Well, the other huge injury that the Cowboys are dealing with is middle linebacker Sean Lee, who is one of the top 2 or 3 middle linebackers in the game today. And now he's got a bad hammy, not going to play. That means Ernie Sims, the former Lion, is going to have to call the signals for them.
Tough. You know, and anytime you use one of your best, you lose one of your best players on defense and substitute in a guy that's not a starter, that doesn't go well for a defense that has just been maligned the whole season. So look for the Giants to attack that part of the field with some underneath stuff and the running game.
Now, an interesting thing is that Dallas has been getting a lot of pressure up the middle from Jason Hatcher, their outstanding defensive tackle. In fact, he's got 7 sacks. And, you know, one thing about Eli Manning, when he gets pressured to the front of the pocket, that's when he usually starts making mistakes.
Absolutely. And that's one thing that if you're an offensive lineman and you're in those meetings this week, you're going to have to come up with some schemes to combat this rush from the Dallas Cowboys. And more importantly, they have 22 turnovers or takeaways on the season.
Right.
You got to protect the football, protect it at home, and go out there and win in the division.
One thing I can guarantee, Jeff, it's going to be a lot of fun.
No question about it.
For Jeff Fiegels, I'm Paul Dottino. That'll do it for this edition of Giants Press Conference Live.